Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What do Lost Girl fans mean to me? Because I have had the privilege of meeting so many of you, and many of you more than once, you've shared stories with me, very personal stories, and I don't take any of that for granted or any of it lightly. I feel very, very blessed. So to answer the question, what do Lost Girl fans mean to me? They mean everything. The show is for you. It was so rewarding to play Bo and to hear how Bo affected you and how the show affected you, how it inspired you, and how for many of you it made lifelong friendships, and you continue to come back and watch the show and reach out to me and reach out to the cast. So you guys mean everything. This podcast really was for you, and I've had so much fun doing it. So thank you once again for all the love that you have sent my way and Bo's way. Mwah.
What does Lost Girl mean to you, and what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
It's very, very hard to articulate what Lost Girl has meant and does mean to me. I mean, it was like, it's like a relationship, a really important relationship in my life. You know, it meant the world to me when it was happening. It means the world to me when I look back on it. I'm beyond grateful to have had that experience, and I'll never forget it. I don't know if anything will ever compare, you know, and I've had great jobs, so it's not really about even comparing. I've had such great jobs. I've had such great co-stars. I've worked with just incredible people on so many different projects. But there was something about whatever it was, the timing, the particular group of people that came at that particular time, the writing, all of it really worked in this way that I don't know that I've ever quite seen or experienced. You know, it was really special. It really, really was really special. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
I've always said this, that to me, they were the other character on the show in the way that people used to talk about New York City being the other character on Sex and the City. To me, the fans were the other piece that made that show the whole piece of pie.
well said.
the unbitten banana was bitten. Like, what the phone.
Absolutely. Say no more.
Seriously, say no more. Well, we're so with you. But yeah, that, you know, the fans were, you know, without the fans, the show would not truly have been what it was. They really were the other element.
Fueled and inspired by these characters, and that inspiration has come back at us.
It was a full loop. They brought us back to the, I should never say words ever again, but, it's my last time.
We love Lost Girl fans. That's what it comes down to. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What did Lost Girl mean to you, and what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
Wow. Well, it was the greatest role of my career to this point. And the greatest experience. And I owe a lot of that to you, I think, because I came on set and you are and were at that time a genuinely loving and nice person. And that set the tone for the entire show. And that's on you. You did that. Because shows can be, you know, they can be hard to deal with. There can be a lot of conflict or whatever. But like, I mean, you brought love to that set, and you set that tone, and you made that happen. And everyone who came in had to fight that. They could not resist that energy that you created for our show. From the cast perspective and also the crew. I think like the crew were I remember hearing people saying it's like there were two shows in Canada that people wanted to work on, and one of ours was one of them because everyone was so good and so nice. And so it was a pleasurable place to work. And you didn't have the stories that you hear on, you know, that you see on the Instagram posts from like the locked out at ACRA people and the, you know, all those when negotiations are happening and all these terrible stories that you hear about how people were treated. And that never happened on our show. That never happened on our set. And that was because of you. You did that. And so
thank you, Rick. Obviously that means the world to me. That touches me so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. And the fans, and because of that energy that you brought to all of us, that then we took in and brought and gave out, and the magic that we created together as a group, that went through, that transcended the camera, it transcended the TV screen, and it landed in people's hearts. I mean, I've been to Comic-Cons with you where people, lives changed their ability. And again, that's being inclusive. We were inclusive before it was a hashtag. We were inclusive before it was the cool thing to do. It was just the right thing to do. And it's because you're a good person and we're good people. And that's how good people are. And that's how more people need to be. And that's why our fans are so important. Like, I mean, Nadia is still in touch with some of our fans, with the two French girls, Audrey
and Marilyn.
Marilyn, yeah. And they're two very special people. And I think that the majority of our fan base are that kind of people. They're very special, heartwarming, just as crazy and messed up as everybody else, but at the core is this kind, loving humanity that has made every experience that I've had with fans in every situation ever a wonderful thing. I thank you fans for that. I thank you for the lack of, you know, dickheadery in our fan base. I appreciate that so much.
Hashtag dickheadery. I came across a big box of fan letters recently. I was like, oh, I wonder if I should, what should I do with these? And I was opening and kind of reading them again. And I thought, these are going to stay with me. Like one day in the future when I'm long gone, someone will find that box somewhere and be like, gosh, she must have been on some kind of TV show. Like, who are these people? They wrote all these beautiful words. I mean, that's why we're doing this podcast, right? This is, I see this as a love letter to the fans because they've given us so much and we've had so much time has passed now that we can go back and take this trip down memory lane and give something back to them, you know?
Absolutely.
So I thank you so much, Rick. Like, really, this was so nice.
Well, and thank you for
so much to today. I really appreciate it. And we're going to do it again.
Awesome. I look forward to it. And thank you very much, Anna. And I love you, fans. And thank you for watching and being a part of our history. Because you all are. You're all part of our history now.
100%.
Her story.
Her story. Absolutely. Her story.
Yeah.
What did Lost Girl mean to you? And what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
Oh, God. That's hard to answer because both Lost Girl and our amazing fans mean so much to me. But how do you sum it all up in just one or two short sentences? Lost Girl changed me as a person, as an artist. It came into my life at a very pivotal time when I was transitioning from a girl into a woman and being able to embody a character like Kenzie really added so much into my life. And I think she has greatly influenced who I am today. So that's very different than just playing a role that you might enjoy, you might have fun with, but then you finish that job and then you move on to the next project. This was like, she got into my veins and she's like still there today. And I'm so grateful that it was a character like Kenzie who was so full of love and light and fun and humor. And there's so many like different elements to the experience and they all mean something different to me, but I'm going to start with Kenzie, but it's also about the people I got to work with, the relationships I got to build. That can never be taken away, no matter how many years go by, no matter how many different projects we all work on or how many different people we all work on. Lost Girl will always be this like monumental chapter of my life, of our lives. So in that regard, it has a lot of weight in terms of what it means to me. And the Lost Girl fans, as I've said before, have been so wonderful and supportive throughout all these years. And I feel so lucky that we were on a show that spoke to so many people and on very deep levels. And I feel like the show was a friend to a lot of people when they felt alone or they felt misunderstood or they felt like they didn't see themselves in society, in the culture. Like Lost Girl was that beacon of positivity and like the message of come as you are, you know, and we love all of you. So the fans, I think, have very graciously like shown us the same positivity and love and support. So I'm really grateful for that.
Beautifully said. What do Lost Girl mean to you? And what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
God, that's a huge question. Lost Girl was the seminal real show for me that was the beginning of what I consider now to have a career, you know. What we learned on that show, the exposure we got to you awesome fans, whether it was at the conventions or just through social media, but like I'd never had that before. And meeting everybody and feeling the energy behind it. And like I've always said, you know, we make these shows in like little dark boxes, rooms just surrounded by each other and technicians, you know, you got like Craig with the light and, you know, that's it. And I was like, was that good? Yeah, no, it was okay. Yeah, okay. It was it. But then when you meet people who actually watch it, that's what we're making it for. And so this is, Lost Girl was the first experience that I ever had meeting the people that had watched it, you know, and their energy and love for it reinforced ours and our commitment to continue, you know, putting our hearts and souls into this project. But yeah, I mean, Lost Girl was one of the most important chapters in my career and in my life. Like, it's a game changer.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
No, thank you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lost Girl fans mean a lot to me. I think maybe not more than other members of the cast, but perhaps I'm more grateful or more surprised that I was embraced so thoroughly by the fandom because I came in late. I was the new kid to the block, but I was never made to feel that way. Every time I met a fan or was at a Comic-Con, I felt completely part of the family. And that was a really beautiful thing because the fandom is such a beautiful, beautiful community filled with such light, lovely, encouraging, supportive, open, intelligent human beings. And I was deeply, deeply grateful to be embraced by the Lost Girl community. So thank you.
What do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
The world and the world. Seriously, Lost Girl, it helped me grow as a performer. It helped me grow as a person. And then to have, because I mean, it gave me an opportunity that wasn't really there before, especially, you know, if we just want to even talk about the genre of sci-fi, wasn't really there for us that much. And if it was sort of coming from somewhere else. And then we would be sprinkled in there, but we had our own thing, which was great. This was our own thing. And it was so good and everyone wanted to be on it. That was great. So it was okay for me to walk around and people say, I love you as hell. Even if they didn't remember anything else that I've done or whatnot, it was just, I was okay with the sort of things that people were fearing, the typecasting. I was like, oh, I love this. This is great. The opportunity was great. So it meant the world to me, and it still does. And I respect the show. I respect everyone who was a part of it. And I don't think anything will ever beat it. And with regards to the fans, once again, the world, because that opened me up to possibilities. It opened me up to what other people go through in life. And it opened me up to the fact that we're not just doing this acting thing to just do it to aim for stardom or aim for more money. We're doing this to change lives. And so this show helped me realize how many lives we affected. And that means a lot to me, because I feel like we're just here to experience and to love. And you can't really do that if you're not able to connect with people. And we were just able to connect with people, and they let us know that, and they poured out their hearts. And I was just happy to be there to receive what they were giving.
How lucky were we, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What did Lost Girl mean to you, and what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
Well, I guess a very defining moment for me as an actor and a person in my life. So, which is, defines a lot of the work that I'd worked up until that point and then got to work through for the years that we were on the show. 6-7 years. There were maybe seven. Was that about it? It was about seven years, right? Really all said and told. Which is like twice as long as I spent in drama school. And about as much time as I spent in high school. So you got to like really make a lot of friends, both as actors and producers, technicians on the show, but also then as fans who became friends because they obviously followed the show around. And, there's some people who we saw a lot at different cons and events and whatnot. So, I became a father during that show. Mm-hmm. I became like probably an adulting person. We're a little slightly more responsible with my life at times, very responsible other times. But at least I was getting like a bit of a balance right during that show. the fans meant a lot because we were fortunate enough to travel a lot, and meet fans. I've met fans like all over the world, particularly because I mean, a couple of things that I was able to travel for with fans that were more global, was like really fun. Like meeting them in crazy parts of the world was just, it was great to see that the message and the show was received so well, regardless of your culture and geographical, positioning. Yeah.
A quick follow-up question. Did it really take you 7 years to finish high school?
7 years. Yeah.
Were you in high school for 7 years?
I actually did one extra year, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
It's because everybody dropped, we have A-levels when you get to 16, 17, 18. And everybody in my drama class dropped out the A-level on my first year. And the only way I could do it was to go back a year. So I had to miss it. But then I actually changed schools and then did an extra year of high school.
Wow. That's incredible.
There you go. So there was a reason why I said that.
There's a reason. Okay, got it. There's
a reason for everything, Anna.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. What did Lost Girl mean to you, and what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
Well, I had no idea that it was like such a thing when I was doing it. Like, I've done a lot of Canadian television. I was like, okay, here I come. I'm going to come do this thing. And then like the response and what happened after and was like, blew me away. Lost Girl fans felt like they, like I had done a lot of Canadian TV that kind of floats into the wind in Canada. Mm-hmm. And Lost Girl fans were so unbelievably solid, loyal, there, present. They knew everything about the character. They were so involved, and I hadn't experienced anything like that up to that point. And it meant so much to me. I felt so honored to be a part of this like world and experience that was so important to these fans. And yeah, I went to London, England for that little convention thing. I don't have like a convention agent or anything, so I don't know even like part of that world, but I got asked to do that. And I was like, I was blown away so much that I'm like, you even know who I am? Like, it just,
oh, they know who you are.
It was so cool. Like, I hadn't experienced anything like that before that. And I was honoring, like, I felt, yeah, I didn't take it lightly. I was like, I'm here. I love this. I love you guys. I will do, you know, answer whatever you want to know, or I can, and just felt so important. And I didn't want to ever take that lightly. And even now in retrospect, it means more to me for the reasons of that we were talking about earlier, about how groundbreaking the show was on so many levels. So now I even feel this whole new gratitude to be a part of that.
What did Lost Girl mean to you, and what do Lost Girl fans mean to you?
Lost Girl was, to me, it brought so many of us together and these long-lasting friendships that I'm so grateful for. So it's that, that was the biggest meaningful thing that came out of the show. And the Lost Girl fandom is just, it's such a wonderful thing to watch, because like, people love the show. Like it helped people. I like the amount of people that have come up to, I know you and myself and all the cast members at Comic Cons and have been so supportive, as well as like just been sharing their stories of how this little show helped them in some way in their lives, and it helped them get through whatever dark place they were in, because they could relate to something that wasn't being seen on television at that time. So I think, you know, it's such an honor and a gift to have been able to be a part of, to have fans see the show that way and have been a part of their lives in that way and bring something positive to the world. Or just to the fans.
Absolutely.
To the entire universe.
Or just
universe.
To everyone listening. Yeah. To the entire, yes.
Wow.
No, yeah. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. We've been at cons together. You know, we know how special this show is to so many people. And hence the birth of this podcast. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Lost Girl Rewatch podcast, which is produced by Anna Silk, Rachel Skarsten, and Seth Cooperman, with theme music by our very own Blood King, Rick Howland. Please rate, review, and share the Lost Girl Rewatch podcast. This enables us to grow and to continue bringing you exciting new content every week. If you don't already, follow us on Instagram and on our YouTube channel at Lost Girl Rewatch. You can also subscribe to Patreon for exclusive bonus episodes made just for you, and get early access to all of our episodes.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.